Unit 5. Lesson 17. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. Nothing will make me change my mind. 2. You ought not to do that. It is not allowed. 3. I'd like cold tea rather than hot tea. 4. Who was invited to talk about life in the future? 5. Please discuss the problem and compare your answers. 6. You have no choice. The books must be returned on time.
Exercise 2. Look at the pictures. Listen to the situation and complete the answers to the questions you hear.
1. Your hair is very long. What must be done? 2. It's midnight. You're watching TV, but your parents can't sleep. What should be done? 3. The dress is too small. The shop will change it. What can be done? 4. There are a lot of things on the table. Amy needs to use the table. What will be done? 5. The teacher will collect the projects tomorrow. You have started yours, but you are sick today. What won't be done? 6. It's too late to discuss the party now. What can't be done?
Exercise 3. Listen to 3 students. Talk about their problems and then complete the paragraph.
1.
My parents like to invite their friends to our house to play mahjong. They play most nights, and the noise is so loud that I can't keep my mind on my study. They also ask me to do things for them, such as making the tea or bringing them something to eat. I can't do much work, and I have exams next week. What should I do? Liu Wenzong. 2.
I'm rather quiet. I like animals, and I like drawing them. The best times of my life were the days my parents took me to the zoo, but they are too busy to take me there now. They also think I draw too much. They say I ought to spend more time doing my schoolwork and less on drawing. What should I do? Tang Jiahui.
3.
I like maths. Maths class is easy. Every time the maths teacher asks a question in class, I am always the first to answer it. I finish my maths exams very quickly, too. However, I often don't do as well as I should. I make too many careless mistakes. What do I need to do? Michael James.
Lesson 18. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. Gone with the Wind has been shown in more countries than any other film. 2. Our bags haven't been put under the seat. 3. The colour hasn't been chosen by my sister. 4.
The matches hadn't been played because it rained.
5. It had been thought that Mr. Oldman could no longer play the piano.
Exercise 2. Listen to the situations and choose the best answers to the questions you hear.
1. Some students from Canada have been invited to visit your school. When they arrive, what do you say to them? 2. You have been asked to help your classmate with his project. He says, "Thank you for helping me." What do you answer? 3. You have been asked to go to a birthday party with your friend. What do you say to her? 4. Your cousin has been hurt in an accident. He tells you that he won't be able to play sports for a few weeks. What do you say to him? 5. A blind man wants to cross a busy street. You think he might need help. What do you say to him?
Exercise 4. Listen to Guo Hua talking about his problem to Auntie Wang and say if the sentences are true or false.
Auntie Wang, I want to tell you about my friend, Wu Wen. I have been worried about him for a long time now. Wu Wen and I go to school together. We sit together in class. We have lunch together and we play games together. We even have the same hobby, collecting stamps. However, there is one big difference between us. I study hard and I do well in my subjects. But Wu Wen spends his time playing computer games. I've been told that he plays for several hours a night. As he doesn't spend much time doing his homework, Wu Wen always wants to copy my answers in exams. I don't think he should do this, but I don't know what to say. My parents said that I shouldn't let him copy my answers, but he's my friend. I know him well. If I don't help him, he won't understand. He won't be my friend any longer. I really want to know what to do. Can you help me, Auntie Wang?
Lesson 19. Exercise 1. Listen to a conversation about Jiang's unlucky day and choose the best answers to the questions.
Hi, Jiang. What's the problem?
Oh, Wendy. Everything's the problem.
You sound unhappy. Tell me what's happened.
Well, this morning I slept late. Either my clock was broken or I didn't hear it.
Jiang, you always sleep late and you never hear the clock. Did you miss something important?
Yes. My cousin had come by train from Xi'an to visit us. I ought to have met her at the train station.
But you missed her?
Yes, I did. She wasn't there. I looked for an hour, and then I went home again.
And your cousin was waiting for you?
How did you guess? She was outside the door. I was so happy to see her. However, my problems weren't over. I'd forgotten my keys when I rushed out the door this morning. And the door was locked.
Oh no! What did you do?
I went next door and called Mum. She left work early and came home to open the door.
So where is your cousin now?
She's at home with Mum. Mum wasn't very pleased with me. She told me to make dinner to show I was sorry. I'm going to the market now.
Well, why are you talking to me? Hurry up and go to the market, Jiang.
Exercise 2. Listen to a story about a noisy day and say if the sentences are true or false.
Some people like noise. Pam Huang used to hate it, but now she doesn't mind it so much. Pam is a quiet girl and she lives in a quiet part of Guangzhou. However, yesterday was a very noisy day. Before she had even started breakfast, her neighbours began singing. They were singing very loudly.
La la la, la la la.
should have told them to be quiet in the morning, Pam thought.
Everywhere Pam went that morning, there was noise. There was noise on the bus and in the playground. Even the birds were noisy. When Pam got to school, she rushed to the library. The library was always a nice, quiet place to study. But yesterday, it was noisy there, too. Pam was very angry. Two boys were standing next to the window, talking loudly.
I need to find some more books about science. Well, I knew that the first...
Pam went over to the boys. She told them that talking wasn't allowed in the library, and they ought to leave. We're sorry, said one of the students. I was showing this new student the library. He's had an accident and he can't hear very well. We'll go now. Pam felt very sorry. Was a little noise so bad? She was lucky she could hear. The next morning, when the neighbours started singing again, Pam sang too.
Exercise 3. Listen to the conversation between Winnie and her mother and answer the questions.
Can I go to the playground with my friends now, Mum?
Well, I'm not sure. Has everything been done in the house?
Yes. The floors have been cleaned. The food has been put away. The clothes have been washed. And the dinner has been made.
Winnie, you've done so much. How did you do it all?
Easy. Three of my friends helped me.
Winnie, I don't mind your friends helping you with your homework, but you ought not to ask them to help you with the housework.
It was their choice, Mum. They helped me and I helped them.
Really?
So, can I go to the playground now? They're waiting for me.
Exercise 4. Repeat the sounds and the words after the tape. Which of the sounds in brackets is used in each word? Write the answers in the blanks.
1. Sit. Face. Music. Snakes. Tigers. 0.
2. Whiz. 3. This. Think. Bath. Van. Mouth. These.
3. Sh. Ch. Shelf. Shore. Picture. Watch, chair, teach, wash, sugar.
4. Zh, ch, Japan, treasure, large, job. Pleasure. Village. Measure. Usually.
Lesson 20. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. I would rather discuss the problem now. 2. they decided to watch the program about the future. 3. Where is the key to this lock? 4. Does he have a choice, or must he do as his teacher says? 5. Don't mind what that thief says. He's lying.
Exercise 2. Listen to the sentences and choose the best responses.
1. I'm very sorry, but I'm not allowed to go with you. 2. Will you come and get the key? 3. I'm sorry, but I've changed my mind. 4. Next time, don't lie to me. 5. I'm worried about my friend. She's going blind. 6. Do you mind if I come too?
Exercise 3. Listen to Li Weifeng talk about his problems and then answer the questions.
My name is Li Weifeng. I am 15 years old. A group of students from our school will be taken to visit some big cities in the holidays. They are going to go to Beijing, Shanghai, and Nanjing, and some famous places such as Mount Tai, Mount Lu, and Mount Huang. Everyone in my class has been invited to go. Several of my friends have been allowed to go, and I would love to go with them. I have never been anywhere. However, I've been told by my parents that I am too young to travel. They say that I must stay at home and study this year, but maybe I'll be able to go next year.